the world this week. Business.
Federal air accident investigators began looking into what caused a space plane owned by Virgin Galactic to explode over the Mojave Desert during a test flight, killing one pilot. The accident is a setback for the burgeoning private space industry. Virgin Galactic had been hoping to take rich tourists to the edge of space in the aircraft perhaps as early as next year. Sir Richard Branson, its founder, promised to keep the project going and build a second space plane. He had planned to be aboard the inaugural passenger flight.
Robert Hannigan, the head of Britain's GCHQ intelligence agency, called for more support from internet giants such as Google and Apple in gathering information about suspected terrorists. He described social media sites as the command and control networks of choice for terror groups and criticised the extra security measures being added to the internet by companies in their efforts to deter surveillance by Western spies.
Haruhiko Kuroda, the governor of the Bank of Japan, strongly defended the massive expansion of the government's quantitative easing measures announced on October 31st. Mr. Kuroda said that he would do whatever it takes to cure Japan's chronic disease of deflation, though critics think the scale of the new initiative will distort markets. After the policy was revealed, the Nikkei stock market index jumped to a 7-year high and the yen tumbled against the dollar.
Inflation in the Eurozone will remain below the European Central Bank's target of almost 2% until at least 2016, according to the latest official economic forecast from the European Commission, which also sharply reduced the outlook for growth next year to 1.1%.
America's economy grew at an annualized rate of 3.5% in the third quarter, thanks in part to increased government spending and exports. But the unexpectedly large growth of the trade deficit in September suggests that the GDP figure will be revised downwards.
The announcement by Russia's central bank that it would curb its support for the ruble pushed it to new lows against the dollar and the euro. The bank spent more than $30 billion propping up the currency in October, and it raised interest rates to 9.5% just recently. Limiting its interventions will increase inflation, but also protect foreign reserves and help avert the risk of a full-scale currency crisis.
The price of Brent crude sank to a 4-month low after Saudi Arabia cut its price for oil for America while raising it elsewhere, seen by some as an aggressive move by the Saudis to increase market share. With the Saudis trying to boost oil imports into America, BHP Billiton, meanwhile, was hoping to test a ban on oil exports from America by selling oil it has extracted but processed only very lightly in Texas.
A report by the IMF's internal auditor concluded that having first advised countries to adopt fiscal stimulus during the global financial crisis, the fund's later push for austerity had turned out to be a mistake and its timing unfortunate because the recovery was fragile. Christine Lagarde, who has led the IMF since 2011, said the auditor's report benefited from hindsight.
The trial of the most senior Swiss banker to be charged with helping Americans evade tax came to a swift end when a jury in Florida took just over an hour to find him not guilty. Raoul Weil used to run the wealth management division at UBS. The prosecution's case was based partly on testimony from his former subordinates, some of whom struck deals to avoid prosecution. His defense team was so confident about winning that it didn't bother calling any witnesses.
Alibaba issued its first earnings report since making its stock market debut in September. The Chinese e-commerce company's revenue in the third quarter grew by more than half to $2.7 billion from the same period last year, mostly because many more people in China are using mobile devices to shop.
Ryanair, Europe's biggest low-cost airline, reported solid earnings for the last quarter and raised the outlook for its annual profit. The butt of many jokes about poor airline service, Ryanair has refocused on attracting business passengers and overhauled its systems, reducing its online booking process from 17 to 5 clicks. Its boss, Michael O'Leary, who once described passengers as idiots, said that being nice was new to him, but was turning out to be a winning strategy.
United Biscuits, a British baker that includes Jaffa Cakes and Twiglets among its brands, was sold by its private equity owners to Yildiz, Turkey's biggest food company, for a reported £2 billion. That's $3.2 billion.